Email todayradio@rte.ie.
Now, some more of your text to 51551 about the issue of schools and masks and travelling and all of that. One person says on schools, Sarah, the same old story, none the wiser. Nobody will commit on the school issues, but I do predict the schools will go back as normal in September. Another person says, what about the school bus drivers? No one has spoken about our dilemma. Imagine driving a transit bus with 16 kids on board. And then another very interesting text from one of our listeners says, hi, Sarah, I hope your roving reporter is around Dublin South Central on Friday and Saturday night, because the pubs were packed last evening at 10 p.m. We can keep your texts coming to 51551, and we want to talk a little bit more now about the COVID-19 restrictions and how they are affecting churches. The Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, Diarmaid Martin, has called for churches in the Republic to follow the rules of those in Northern Ireland so as to facilitate greater numbers at religious services. Currently the number is limited to 50, and Archbishop Diarmaid Martin joins me now on the line. Good morning, Archbishop. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. So you're still waiting to hear at this point how many people can attend religious services, especially in large churches around the country. At the moment, you're limited to 50. How has that been working?
In general, it's been working well. We've been respecting it, but it's only for weekday masses, and it's only the early days when people are cautious. A basic decision was taken by Cabinet last week, and it was repeated by the new Taoiseach that there would be an exemption for places of worship, but that would be conditioned on what would be included in new HSC guidelines for religious services, and those guidelines haven't come out yet. But looking at the drafts that I've seen, basically our framework for churches it corresponds generally to those. I mean, there's a huge effort that's been put in by churches around the country, and a huge investment in preparing churches for people coming, putting down the space distancing, different arrangements for the celebration of Mass, for Holy Communion. And what would be sad would be that when it comes to Sunday, that if larger numbers began to appear, that they'd have to be turned away.
It has happened,
but the numbers are very small during the week. In large churches, I had a picture, I sent it out yesterday, of 10 o'clock Mass in Donnycarney Church in Dublin. I mean, it's huge. And the people are spread all over the church. Different to what's going on in pubs and restaurants, there's very little interaction, and there'll be no revelry going on at Mass. So that the Northern Ireland solution is you look at a proportionality to the size of the church. Mm. And that can be worked out. However, it means that the church, the former Taoiseach said that these new norms would be policed by the church. We're not good at policing, and we shouldn't be doing policing. But it's absolutely social distancing is a fundamental pillar of our fight against to control this virus. And there's a great responsibility then on churches not to allow abuses to take place. One of the big difficulties, and we've seen it on a number of occasions, is what happens at funerals when very large numbers of people may come to a church because of a very well-known figure in the community, and it would be very hard to police.
So, how are you proposing handling a situation like that then?
At the moment, we basically are doing what should be done in other places. That if the number exceeds 50, then you close the doors and you simply have people. We would have people at the doors and say, "We're very sorry, we can't have any more than the number that's permitted." It would be again, but if you look at a big church where even with the restrictions you'd get 120 people in, you can understand then people saying, "Well, that's not fair."
Mm. And yet I understand the reason the chief medical officer has resisted on this is because he has concerns about not so much what's happening. It is actually about what's happening inside the church. It's about maybe if the congregation are singing, that the droplets that might be spread by that, but also in the car park, if there's large gatherings coming in and out of exits and entrances. Yeah. Can you understand all that?
I can understand all of that, and this is one of the things that we have in our framework. We've tried to indicate what you do to ensure that there's a free flow into the church. That would mean that you'd have to have enough hand sanitizers, that you'd be inviting people to come maybe a little early. The only movement there would be for communion. And the priest or any minister would wear a face mask in any face-to-face contact. And that afterwards, then you'd have to have ways in which you'd say, look, we'll ask you to leave either row by row or by different entrances. We have looked at that. And if the numbers are only around 100, that would be reasonably easy to do. The problem is, as you say, when people leave, when they're going to car parks, but the numbers won't be huge. We've been actually advising prudence and caution, especially in these early days, to let's see how the norms we have in place, which are, I think, compatible with the HSE norms. Let's see how they're working. If problems, are there problems emerging? How do you manage these? We have all of those, but we'd have to have the practice in doing it. But it's a very different situation to one either in shopping centres or in restaurants and pubs, where there's a huge interaction among people and revelry that's going on. It would be a very different atmosphere in church. Mm. In fact, when I saw the picture of the Donnycarney church, it's actually sad. It's bleak. When most people are thinking of the return to religious services as an opportunity for people to come together and deepen their own sense of well-being and spiritual well-being, particularly, but to go to this sort of bleak one where there's no interaction is very hard.
Just finally, then, Archbishop, on confirmations and communions that may be coming up this month. What will people do, or what should they do, or what is going to happen? Because a lot of those will be on the basis of, maybe 100 people attending a confirmation ceremony.
The day of the big confirmation is over. The confirmation ceremonies will have to also respect the social distancing. And each parish will have to have multiple confirmations with the appropriate number. Now, some people say, well, you'd have a confirmation with just the candidate and the parents and the sponsor. I think children are entitled to have a confirmation day they'll remember. So I'd prefer to have more ceremonies than trying to rush and get it all done quickly.
All right. So that might be the way that that's going to play out.
Yeah, I think that's the best way, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning. That's Archbishop Dermot Martin. We'll take a break.